this baby's nice.
Eight.
You'll hit her.
Five.
Eight. She holds on to her pistol with a death grip because she saw what happened to the last person who got this.
Since I soaked my wound, I am no longer shaken, correct?
You soaked the second wound, yes. You are still wounded, and yes, you were soaked the shaken.
The wound has no effect on me currently.
Yes.
I ignore the pain. Fight through pain.
You take a sip of your flask.
Four!
Nope.
Plus one.
Yeah, that's with the plus one.
You're okay, Jessica.
It's okay, Alec.
I told her.
She has four bullets.
I will take those.
Alright, you can take your four bullets.
And a gun.
And I'll start rebuilding. I
know. Your one, two bullets that you fired.
Yes, yeah, nice.
This is their last round of bullets. They get one more shot and then they're out of ammo.
Hit.
With a raise.
And the other one?
No.
Their parry's a six, then?
Their parry's a five.
Or
is that
five?
Oh, is that the one?
Because Ryan attacked him this turn.
Oh, okay. So. Yeah, and that will be a five. So hitting a hit with raise.
Okay, so do the regular hit, I guess?
Yep, so the one not in front of me. Does
seven will shake her. Then they hit with the raise.
11.
11 will kill.
Well, I would chicky. Surrender if you like.
One chicky left.
Because I'm just going to stay. There we go.
Alec, you go first. Got it. Stab her or knock her out?
You know what?
Alright. Plus one from gang up. Okay. Two from gang up.
So net of a minus zero for once.
Yes. See if you can finally hit something.
You hit a five.
What?
Maybe your Warhammer dice will like you better. A tad.
Four. Nothing. Ivan.
I would surrender if I were you.
Okay, give me an intimidate.
Intimidate is a d4. That's a d6. We got a wild card. Two.
Plus two or minus two?
Minus two. I don't have the skill.
It's random.
Little Chinese woman, not particularly intimidating.
I don't know.
I just shanked.
Yeah, their circumstance modifier, okay?
Five.
Five. Okay.
So three.
Alec, are you going to attempt to disarm her?
No, I'm just going to probably assist in the intimidation if possible.
All right. She will surrender. Hold on, let me roll her smart. Never mind. No, she's not going to surrender. She's dumb. Fire ball!
In that case, I suppose I will disarm her. Seven.
You'll hit.
Eight. Nine?
Roll yes. The strength.
Okay.
Target number two.
Two.
Yes.
Five. You disarm her.
Ha!
And one last round because she's dumb. Oh, hold on. Let's see. She didn't unshake. Oh, gall.
I'm sorry I didn't soak it for you guys.
You surrender were, you now, Adam.
Five.
You've been outmatched.
Another five.
She's fanatical.
Blast.
Thwack her with the flat side of your blade.
It's a rapier. That doesn't thwack anything.
Kick her!
Do this!
He can't. He can't hit her.
I'll try to intimidate and fail. Go ahead.
Okay. He can't hit her. He has no choice. It's a hindrance.
Actually, you can use a flat of a raper. It just hurts really bad.
She does not unshake.
Because you poke with a raper.
Ivan.
Okay. Stabby, stabby.
Yeah.
Five, that'll hit.
Yeah.
Nine, that'll hit with a raise.
Do we just want to pull her off the field?
Ivan needs a total of five to kill her.
You mean kill her?
Four will do nothing.
Okay.
And she's dead. And both these two are dead.
I did manage to heal this one. I got a four with her minus.
Could someone take a look at the bullet wound on my shoulder?
You're fine.
What?
Stop whining.
If you want me to look at it with my inexpert eyes.
No.
All right. This woman is stable. We can ask her questions.
I got a bullet wound in my shoulder.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. There we go.
So 30 minutes later.
30 minutes later. I'm assuming basically like at the lodge or something.
Yeah.
You pick her up and drag her back.
Yeah, we'll drag her back.
Using your meeting room as an interrogation chamber.
Pistols.
Three, actually.
Or they hold out pistols.
They were normal pistols. There are only two pistols to be gained. Because you took them and you flung them. Anytime you disarmed them, you took them and flung them.
As if two pistols.
Yeah. Four bullets have already been taken, and the one pistol has one bullet in it.
So we got a net of...
Two pistols and five bullets.
Five bullets.
Yes.
Way to go, Ryan. Yeah, I'm kidding.
Hey, that's... No, that's
how... No, he has to do it. It's a hindrance. Okay?
No, well, that's how they disarm in fencing. You go...
You're
moving away from me.
I'm sorry, the way we're facing. If it was the other way, then I could have gone into the building.
Shh! Haha, I'm throwing firearms at your orphanage!
Alright, that says my shoulder is bandaged now.
Hey, you've got bandages.
Let's.
Oh, to the other guy? Never mind.
And then just. Alright. The NPCs have to draw to see if they were successful in their information gathering.
Huh? No.
We actually went wrong for once.
Alright, so you kind of wake her up and she kind of looks around. She kind of blinks and goes, "Oh, hello?"
Is there a particular reason you decided you wanted to shoot us?
Oh, I was just doing as I was told. Pay me some good rot money, they did.
Who told you?
It seemed like fun.
Who told you?
It seemed like fun.
just a fun loving girl, you know?
I walk out of the room.
Searches are dead for just a fun thing.
Some bloke. He pay good money. He look real official-like.
Do you have any sort of symbols on him?
Yeah. Made no sense to me, though.
Can you describe them?
Didn't really pay attention. I was just really excited that I got £3 out of the deal.
If we showed one to you,
£3.
Would you be able to recognize it?
Wow.
Maybe.
Tony.
Yeah.
That's the guy we recruited, right?
Yes.
Can you draw some cabal symbols here?
He kind of sketches on a little pad and he walks in and goes, "Jeanette! Tony!"
Wow.
I'm not there.
This is Jeanette.
Oh. You know her?
Oh, yeah.
From what? Man, might I ask?
We got... friendly.
I see. Say no more.
Was that like £3 too?
Right, well...
It's just like, you know, we're just ladies of ill repute, you know.
Hey, it was Ladies of Ill Repute. I was right.
Really? You looked rather well-to-do.
Oh, they handed us the costumes and everything. Nice jewelry. See? See the earring?
Oh, yes.
Were you able to keep it?
Quite nice.
Or did you have to return it?
Oh, they didn't say nothing about giving it back, so I didn't intend to give it back.
They paid you an awful lot. Was it just us that you were after?
Oh, now, anyone who was asking any questions about two blokes who was asking questions about the East India Company, it was a real confusion. More luck than anything else.
Did, speaking of the East India Company, did they mention anything else about it while you were there?
I think so. Well, let me think for a second.
Does anyone else think she's looking like she's pooping?
Okay. I know. I was talking with one of my girls, Ruby. Now, she's a real nice lady. She operates... You probably don't get it. we were sitting there talking in a diner after we both had finished off, you know, business for the day. And we were sitting there looking over the scones and some of the appetizers and whatnot. When we started talking about some things, you know, dresses, shoes, flowers, you know, usual things that you talk about with your mates. And as we were sitting there talking, we started getting on to the subject of, you know, any strange things going around. And then these gents, then I got into the conversation with the gents, and she said that Ruby, she was one of the other girls you shot, she had, heard that someone in the East India Company, the people that we were supposedly working for, but, you know, I don't recognize any of that. That might have been the symbol, now that I'm thinking about it, you know. That could have been an East India symbol, but I don't really work in the dock areas. You'd ask one of the dock girls. Maybe the dock girls know about the East India Company symbols. I usually just work up in the northern...
You know. Does the dock have girls?
Dude! Sailors! But she said, because she's one of the girls who does work in the docks, or she did before you shot her, said that she had heard a rumor that one of the three ships that had just come in, because she had managed to finish off one of these sailors who had come in on the ship and consequently returned later onto the ship. Am I talking too much? They say I do that a lot. Said that something about smuggling and something about India.
Could we pass this thing on to our leader so he can deal with this?
Did we vote in a leader?
No, Travis, we still have the same leader.
Oh, yeah! Something happened! Oh, my goodness. How did you girls manage to kill three people?
We only managed to kill two people.
Oh, whatever.
Shut up! Are you off hanging out with Dan, whatever, away from
we're on Brian. What happened was obviously what happened to me. They were trying to subdue the women, and they just couldn't hit.
Or disarm. They couldn't just disarm.
Yeah, and then instead of them all rolling once, they rolled all sixes.
No, and Tony recognized Jeanette, so he was standing there going like, Jeanette, why are you trying to kill me? Bang!
Sorry, I was paid to do it.
Three bounce.
Alright, so we know... They didn't mention any ship names?
No, they didn't mention any ship names, but they did mention that it was one of the East India ships, and it was doing some sort of smuggling or something out of some place called India. You know, the place with all them engines.
Like the East India Company, perhaps.
That's why they got the name!
Yes.
I always wondered.
I deal with engines all the time.
And these had a D6 smarts?
Just because I got a D6 smart don't mean I'm educated.
She could be clueless.
She could be clueless.
That's yeah, so she's going, oh, my friends are dead, whatever.
Trap them for 3 pounds.
It would be a fun combination to be Clueless and Doubting Thomas.
What are we doing?
What?
A ghost eating someone.
Where's a ghost? Where? Yeah. Oh, that looks terrible. Did you fall down the stairs?
You might want to have that looked at.
Well, so did we want to go ask around about smuggling ships in the East India Company? Maybe go talk to some of the women up on the docks since... They seem to be very well informed.
Do I have any NPCs?
I have Din here, don't I? I have some NPCs. I have Tony, go.
Well, she said it was East India Company.
Yeah.
There's a lot less of those ships.
There's only three, according to who the random the man we spoke to.
Yeah.
Should we just go check them out then?
Jeanette, do you know what they were smuggling?
Oh, some... I think they said it was some sort of religious thingy.
Religious thingy?
Yeah. Like crosses and stuff. You know, like they have a church.
Okay.
Always. The church. Always.
Remember, Andre always has evil clergy. The clergy is always
evil. If
it's
being stolen and smuggled out of the church, how is that the church's fault? Here, I'd like to have you steal my stuff and smuggle it out of the country.
Insurance.
Thank you.
Insurance.
That's right, because they have insurance claims at this point. I took out an insurance on our giant gold cross from India.
I would. That thing's probably fucking expensive.
Made out of solid gold!
What? It's made out of solid gold, and it contains the souls of 1,000 kittens.
Virgin kittens.
There are non-virgin kittens.
You never know.
The kittens.
The kittens who were touched in bad places.
All right. So before this conversation goes any further, so I guess we just need to check out the East India ships.
Indeed.
And apparently someone is smuggling something.
Some kind of religious thing.
Right.
Jeanette may have not been the most helpful.
Thanks, Jeanette. What should we do with her now?
I don't know. You know her, Tony. You do whatever.
Not in any of the rooms.
Not
yeah.
Not
exactly
here.
The best.
Find another room if you plan on doing something like that.
Are you serious?
I don't want to just kill some lady he knows. They could be like,
no, not the mover. He's like, I don't have any cash on me. Oops, sorry, honey.
They could be like childhood friends or something. I don't know.
All right, well, Tony, you sort this out, I guess.
With Travis, what do we do with
Travis?
Business,
yeah,
don't spill the beans.
Keep her prisoner until you're at least done.
Okay.
Then we're done. What now? What?
We'll do. Well, I'm talking about with the entire
investigation.
Investigation.
That way she can't run. Tell them, and you know.
That's right.
Okay. So, let's go.
All right.
Ba-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. Batman.
Batman.
No one's going to.
I'm wearing a Stewie shirt.
I'm wearing Ghostbusters.
Flying monkeys.
Button down shirt.
I get a Griffin.
All right.
Nice cooler.
I get a ghost.
I'm afraid of no ghost.
Anywho.
Mm-hmm. I am. I get slime.
Ew.
He eats all of our food.
Okay, so we start asking.
But doesn't a cool rest past him? Through him?
Yes. Yeah. All right, so we start just searching.
Start walking around the docks, start looking at ships. Everyone go ahead and give me perception checks.
I'll give you notice check. How's that?
Every time we're in Pathfinder, you say notice, and every time we're in this, you
shut
say
up.
Perception.
Five.
17.
Fuck. You've dealt with smugglers before.
All right, you two. You're looking around. You do notice the three ships. The,
Livery.
The livery, the...
What else? I don't remember what else he said.
Livery and the other two ships.
There's like a rose.
Alec, you're sitting there, and you kind of are looking up and down the livery, and something in your gut says there's something wrong with this ship. Ivan, who has slightly more credibility from the ship, you're kind of getting this feeling that something of power used to be or is on the ship.
I do detect.
You're getting a psychic vision?
Give me your psychic thing. If nothing else, it's just funny to see if you accidentally stun everyone.
What happened?
Headache.
A big headache.
Okay. So as you're kind of focusing more on the ship, you'll notice that the captain steps up on bow, which you also notice, and you also don't get a good feeling about him. He's got a goatee.
It's hard to explain why I got such a high notice, isn't it?
Dude, it's just tonight, okay? There's something funky about this night, okay?
It's a birthday.
It's birthday and finals and, yeah. It's nobody likes you when you're 23.
Don't remind me it's finals. I don't want to think about those.
Ivan, you notice that he actually has, like, residue on his hands. He's been handling something
big.
Something that has some sort of psychic, arcane, something sort of significance.
Okay.
The captain's been touching the magic thingy.
I don't like the look of him.
His facial. There's something wrong with his facial hair, I think.
I've got a feeling in my gut.
So what we should do is go out there and kill him.
And then, what you see, but only you see there's a cat on the ship, and he kicks it. Very slightly.
Kicked a cat.
Wait, does that make him your friend?
No, it's not a cougar.
Oh.
And you hear him mention something about his pet Snuggums, the cougar.
Hold on, you saw it off right there.
Right in the middle of public.
Cougars!
As you all just back away from me.
You know that it's been attacked without him knowing.
Or us.
I sprout wings.
I'll take that, yes.
Okay, you were saying?
Okay.
Sorry.
We're having a fun time.
Gothic horror. Remember, gothic horror. Okay.
Andre, none of your games are going to be gothic horror.
It's
as long
gothic
as...
monster hunting.
Yeah.
I don't do horror. Nathan tries to do horror, and I scoff at him.
Scoff.
Because you have a gun.
Yes. And even in that, it's Call of Cthulhu. Okay, I'm going to die in some horrible, unspeakable way. What else is new? Can I have a bit of variety, please? Can my character go insane? Maybe? No? Gonna die in a horrible, gruesome... Okay, whatever.
No, you become a cultist.
No, okay. That'd be slightly different change.
You get to play Call of Cthulhu. You're playing the cultist this time.
Yes, we are the cult of the Deep One. That might actually be a fun twist. I want to drive people insane. Awesome!
So, just do insanity checks at that point?
Yeah, you go more insane.
More insane.
You've got a mythos skill of an absurd Cthulhu mythos skill.
I'm going to put a severed baby's head in the guy's glove compartment. So when he reaches for his gun, all that falls out is a severed baby head. That's fucked up, but it will cause a sanity check.
Heads on fire and start throwing them.
Screaming, flaming heads, screaming.
I put corpses in the back of his car, making out.
Anywho, so you guys have identified the HMS livery, and you guys know that there's some sort of residue. He at least says that there's some sort of residue, and you just have this gut feeling that something's off.
I'm channeling Han Solo. So I've got a bad feeling about this.
Leia says that.
Probably type of things, and at night when everything's awake.
I think that's actually a
going to eat us, or should we just charge up right there and say, you know you're doing bad things?
Now it's up to you guys to decide.
We should probably sneak on board.
And speaking of which, Dawn actually did the calculations. You know when C-3PO said the odds of survival are 1 to blah 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 blah. Yep. Dawn actually did the calculations. It was almost perfectly 6 DC-15s in a row. He did the calculation because Dawn is a freak like that.
Quick random question since we're in Star Wars. Don't whatever class Han Solo is, I believe it was smuggler, mm-hmm. just class. Don't they get the class ability? I've got a bad feeling about this.
No.
Okay. They got danger sense or something like that. Okay, so that was just something Han Solo had.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Because he was a character.
Okay.
Oh, I love the real Star Wars series. As opposed to what George Lucas is now doing to the series. That bastard.
I like the KOTOR stuff.
KOTOR stuff is cool. I'm just tired of him, you know, turning Darth Vader into a moron.
The new Clone Wars movie has Darth Maul's brother in it. You know what his name is?
Hmm.
Savage Opress.
Wow.
Yeah, Savage Opress. Yeah. But they say Savage.
You know what? I thought the... that's... What? What's his race again? The...
Oh, Zabrak.
Zabrak.
Mm-hmm.
What, are they like...
they're horrible villains. That's what they are, apparently.
Aren't they supposed to be like not merchants really. Or something?
In the book, no, they're not.
Yeah, they're actually fairly neutral.
Yeah. I suppose when you think about it, any race becomes... okay, you know what we need? Ewok set.
Captain. Thank you, Walker.
Apparently the new downloadable content for Force Unleashed 2, you get to beat up Ewoks.
So, are we turning up there and asking him, or what?
I vote we stealth on board.
She is currently kind of walking by, because it is still the day.
So, should we sneak up at night?
Probably. Maybe we should see if we can't locate Din and the others and let them know.
We'll see if we can't get some sort of covers to walk on.
Looking onto the ship, you guys do know that there's... During the day, there are plenty of sailors.
Do they look like they know each other?
Kind of like loading on and off the ship, loading crates.
Do they look like they know each other?
Yeah.
Damn. Mm.
When you spend months at sea with another person.
Can we figure out when it's scheduled to leave next?
That would be going to actually the East India HQ, which is, as I said in a parallel dimension, was on the
other side of
the city. Other side of the.
Could we ask one of the sailors when they're set to leave?
You go ahead and kind of stroll on up. He kind of looks at you. You know, now would be the perfect time to play Dress to Kill.
Why not?
And you kind of walk up in your duster and whatnot, like, oh, now there's something I don't see every day. Vegas!
Is that a name?
He's from Vegas.
Oh, where was I from? I never actually gave the town I was from,
Albuquerque.
Oh. New Mexico. Just all over the place.
Good to see ya. Don't be many, Americans here.
Yeah, then not exactly the most friendly area for us, is it?
Very sour that we won the war.
Just a little.
Twice.
Yeah, well, you know, we're the better fighters.
Damn right.
Better guns.
I'm just kind of curious, when was your ship set to leave?
Next week. Something like that. Captain's doing his stuff, selling the cargo and stuff. We get some shore leave, thank the Lord.
Well, right. I just figured sailors are always good to have a good time with, and you lot looked like you were,
good to meet another Yank.
Yeah.
Ah, damn it, they started getting me saying it. Good to meet another American.
Yeah, it's good to see someone who's actually civilized.
Dude, I'm so tired of fish, but I guess I'm stuck in London.
Well, I know where you can get some good whiskey, at least.
Oh, where?
I suppose I.
I plan on spending the night on that floor.
I got a little.
Go ahead and give me a persuasion.
Okay. See if it can just give me some information. I guess is just the generic. I do offer him some of my whiskey, by the way.
Okay.
Two. Actually, four. I do not have the outsider penalty when dealing with this guy since he's American.
Go ahead and roll anyway.
See if you get higher.
Five!
Okay. Yeah, leaving out next week. Oh, thanks for the whiskey. Oh.
Yeah. That's a lot of boxes you guys are unloading. What are you carrying?
Just got back from India. Probably tea. Or incense. The captain visited a temple. Or something, whatever it is.
Huh.
Yeah.
They're not God-fearing Christians. I don't know.
Yeah, they are kind of heathens over there.
We've got the wrong guy dealing.
They don't eat beef.
What's wrong with them?
Sacred cow.
I don't know.
Nothing better than a, you know, steak.
Steak. Oh, I miss steak.